Today's reading begins in 2 Chronicles chapter 32 verse 1. 2 Chronicles chapter 32 verse 1. After these things and these acts of faithfulness, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and invaded Judah and encamped against the fortified cities, thinking to win them for himself. And when Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib had come and intended to fight against Jerusalem, he planned with his officers and his mighty men to stop the water of the springs that were outside the city. And they helped him. A great many people were gathered, and they stopped all the springs and the brook that flowed through the land, saying, "Why should the kings of Assyria come and find much water?" He set to work resolutely and built up all the wall that was broken down and raised towers upon it, and outside he built another wall, and he strengthened the millow in the city of David. He also made weapons and shields in abundance. And he set combat commanders over the people and gathered them together to him in the square at the gate of the city and spoke encouragingly to them, saying, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or dismayed before the king of Assyria and all the horde that is with him, for there are more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and fight our battles." And the people took confidence from the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. After this, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, who was besieging Lachish with all his forces, sent his servants to Jerusalem to Hezekiah, king of Judah, and to all the people of Judah who were in Jerusalem, saying, "Thus says Sennacherib, king of Assyria, on what are you trusting that you endure the siege in Jerusalem? Is not Hezekiah misleading you that he may give you over to die by famine and by thirst when he tells you, 'The Lord our God will deliver us from the hand of the king of Assyria'? Has not this same Hezekiah taken away his high places and his altars and commanded Judah and Jerusalem, 'Before one altar you shall worship, and on it you shall burn your sacrifices'? Do you not know what I and my fathers have done to all the people of our other lands? Were the gods of the nations of those lands at all able to deliver their lands out of my hand? Who among all the gods of those nations that my fathers devoted to destruction was able to deliver his people from my hand, that your God should be able to deliver you from my hand? Now, therefore, do not let Hezekiah deceive you or mislead you in this fashion, and do not believe him, for no god of any nation or kingdom has been able to deliver his people from my hand or from the hand of my fathers, and much less will your God deliver you out of my hand." And his servants said still more against the Lord God and against his servant Hezekiah. And he wrote letters to cast contempt on the Lord, the God of Israel, and to speak against him, saying, "Like the gods of the nations of the lands who have not delivered their people from my hand, so the God of Hezekiah will not deliver his people from my hand." And they shouted it with a loud voice in the language of Judah to the people of Jerusalem who were on the wall, to frighten and terrify them in order that they might take the city. And they spoke of the God of Jerusalem as they spoke of the gods of the peoples of the earth, which are the work of men's hands. Then Hezekiah the king and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, prayed because of this and cried to heaven. And the Lord sent an angel, who cut off all the mighty warriors and commanders and officers in the camp of the king of Assyria. So he returned with shame of face to his own land. And when he came into the house of his God, some of his own sons struck him down there with the sword. So the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, king of Assyria, and from the hand of all his enemies, and he provided for them on every side. And many brought gifts to the Lord to Jerusalem, and precious things to Hezekiah, king of Judah, so that he was exalted in the sight of all nations from that time onward. So here in 2 Chronicles, we have an abbreviated account of this situation. You can read more detail in 2 Kings 19. But nonetheless, we have a situation here where this Sennacherib thinks that Jehovah is no different than the gods of any other nations. And he says, those gods didn't save those nations, so why would yours save you? I'm greater. First of all, that's full of pride, obviously. But second of all, he doesn't understand the difference between Jehovah and all those gods of those other nations. And the chronicler makes that point when he says that these other gods were simply the work of men's hands. Just because man has an imaginative idea. Just because man comes up with this beautiful image or terrifying image or what have you that they craft into something and call it a god doesn't make it a god. When we're talking about Jehovah, we are talking about the one who has all authority and all power. And that means over all men, and that means over even the creation itself. Sennacherib did not understand the blasphemy that was coming out of his mouth. But nonetheless, when he goes back home to worship those images that are simply just the work of men's hands, he's killed by his own sons after he is humiliated and he goes back home. Despite what happened to his army, despite going home to his land in shameful fashion, what does he do? He goes to worship his false gods. You would think some of this might have changed his mind, but no. And he ends up dying there at the hands of his sons. Make no mistake, Jehovah is the God of heaven, the Almighty God, the one true and living God. We must serve him if we expect to receive his blessing. And if we do not, then do not be surprised when we are condemned. Thank you for listening. Please consider these things and continue in prayer that God may be with us all.